NFL employee sues NYC over 2025 mass shooting at league HQ building. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 17, 2026. National Football League employee Craig Clemente is suing New York City over the July 28, 2025, mass shooting that was intended for league headquarters. Breitbart News reported the shooting, noting that the shooter claimed to have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and blamed it on the NFL. Four people were killed in the attack, including an off-duty NYPD detective who was working security. The New York Post reported that Clemente was shot in the back and severely injured during the incident and claims the slain off-duty cop's negligence allowed the gunman to storm the building and carry out the deadly spree. The deceased officer was Detective Daryl Islam. While Islam was lauded by the NYPD, Courthouse News noted that Clemente's lawsuit claims, in short, video evidence provides a good-faith basis to assert that Detective Islam's inattentiveness and negligence allowed the gunman to walk across the building's plaza with a visible assault rifle and into the building, all without the gunman being detected, deterred, confronted, neutralized and without building/lobby occupants being warned of the approaching danger. Clemente was hospitalized for 10 days as a result of the injuries he sustained. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an AR-15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.